Hello, and welcome to Pokemon Podcast. I am Ethan Armstrong, and I am host, and with me... Charizard Gamer is with me, he's a co-host. Today we're going to talk about Venusaur. Now, if you watched episode 1, you, heard that Venusaur is my favorite Pokemon. Yeah, we talked about that. I think you shared that in episode 1. In this episode, episode 3, it's my turn. My turn. So we're gonna start off by, do you have any Pokedex information about Venusaur? Yeah, number 3.
National Pokédex.
And solar beams help its flower grow, I believe.
Yep. Solar beams comes from flowers. Alright, so basically, Venusaur is the last form of Bulbasaur. It is evolved. Thanks.
And I have a fun fact about Venusaur.
Yeah, what is it, Ethan Armstrong?
So, apparently, Venusaur was, Venusaur was created by the creator who created most Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, Venusaur was, like, the creator's least favorite.
Oh, wow, that's horrible!
Yeah, because it was so hard to draw.
I have to agree. It took me a long time to learn how to draw Venusaur.
But, yeah, it's... Yeah, you should see his YouTube channel. I think he's gonna start releasing drawing tutorials.
Soon. That's coming soon. So don't worry. I'll tell you that on a podcast as soon as my channel posted for a video. Just subscribe and leave a like to Charizard Gamer once you see those videos, and I hope you enjoy them when they come out.
Yeah, I believe you do have, like, one or two videos out right now, right?
No, I'm still trying to, get this game to record on me draw.
Oh. Well, anyways, back to Venusaur. As Hannah asked in the last episode, I don't know, maybe I was just playing one day, with Charizard Gamer and it just happened to choose it because no one chose it yet, and so then I guess it just I just kept choosing her. I put it as my favorite.
Anyway, Ethan, I have a really good joke about Venusaur.
So, joke about Venusaur? What is it?
What planet does Venusaur live on?
What planet?
Venus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Venus.
Sore.
You know that's the actual planet, right? Is that I'm just getting mixed up, right?
Yeah, it's an actual planet. Yeah.
Oh yes, I got the joke right. Yes, I was kind of worried I didn't get the joke right.
Well,
I came up with that one from 2 years ago.
Pokemon jokes are awesome. So Venusaur is also. They aren't shown much in anime and anything. I mean, that's rude. That's mean.
I know. It's like you deserve like a most important part. But at least you see Bulbasaur in a lot of episodes in the Kanto first show.
Yeah, at least you do see Bulbasaur.
And plus, you can only barely see him in the first season. The first sight you ever see Venusaur at is, like, Bulbasaur's mysterious garden episode.
Yeah, that episode and when Ash catches him and all the intros, but yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it was about, the episode was about Bulbasaur was about to evolve, but Bulbasaur later finds out that day, Bulbasaur's dad arrived. then they do that a couple years later to evolve into Venusaur. But Ash doesn't want his Bulbasaur to force it to evolve, so Bulbasaur doesn't want to evolve yet. So he's like, no, I'm not gonna evolve.
Yeah, I saw that video. I saw that episode. At least most of it.
That was a really good episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe how big the... Or, like, the Venusaur was pretty big, and, like, he shook the ground or something. Something I found pretty cool at the time is that he could make the grass, like, grow and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to ask you that, guys. Happy New Year, like, after New Year. And so, how was your New Year?
How was what?
For the audience, how was your New Year? Was it good? I hope it was.
It was okay. I'm not sure we did anything too special, but still.
Me and my dad went to get some fireworks and blew up the heck out of the city. Literally, we were like one of the top ones in our neighborhood because my dad's really rich.
Awesome. Well, yeah, and Venusaur, I don't know, what, do you have any other interesting facts about Venusaur?
Well, his type is a poison and grass type, mostly grass.
Yep.
These two types stay in Bulbasaur from the rest of the evolution, but like the others. Charizard can only be a flying and fire type, like mostly fire, at the end of its evolution. But Blastoise, he just goes all out water type. But you see why they put it in this order, because all three have connected weakness. Like, Blastoise can beat, Charizard, and Charizard can beat Venusaur, and Venusaur can beat Blastoise.
Yeah, that's pretty...
Like, you get what I'm meaning?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So that's what... And you see this chart all out through the generations of the starters.
Yeah, Venusaur, as Bulbasaur, was one of the starters of the Generation 1.
Yes. Charmander, Squirtle, and Bulbasaur
are
the Generation starters. Generation 1 starters.
And Bulbasaur was, I had a piece of paper that said it, but I'm not gonna go get it right now, unless it's already here. What is Bulbasaur in Spanish? I mean, not Spanish, Japanese. Or Venusaur in Japanese, at least.
Charizard,
if you've seen in episode 1, it's called Lugadon. Lugadon. Huh. Well, do you have anything else to talk about Venusaur? Because it's not time for us to end the thing yet. Probably at least one.
I think he does, because there's I see his back gone bigger, and he has big leaves and stuff. It looks really awesome, like a jungle Venusaur.
So yeah, probably has both.
Yeah, you see like vines and stuff, and it has a really cool flower on its head. It's really awesome.
I guess Mega Venusaur is awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it for us today, folks.
Well, not exactly. We need, like, a couple more minutes of it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
it's okay. So, yeah, Venusaur is cool looking as Mega Venusaur.
Yeah, Venusaur is one of the most cutest starters I ever saw.
Yeah, I can do a voice impression.
Oh, really? Show it.
Bulbasaur! Bulbasaur! Well, I haven't done it in a while, so. Bulbasaur, 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 Bulbasaur.
I can actually do a really good Charmander impression and, like, the evolution for Charmander. Alright, you want to hear it, guys?
Okay.
I hope, because here goes the 3, 2, 1, go. Charmander! Charmander!
Nice. Well, here's my Venusaur, or here's my Ivysaur and Venusaur impressions. Ivysaur. Okay. Ivysaur. Venusaur.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, my Venusaur isn't perfect.
Yeah, but you just want to be okay. Like, when you get older, your voice goes lower.
Yeah, and also probably my Ivysaur isn't perfect either, but...
Ivysaur is like a lower version of Bulbasaur's accent.
So, like, Bulbasaur, Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, yeah, right, Ivy,
so
Ivy.
With, Bulbasaur's evolution.
So, like this, like, so like this, Ivysaur.
And, if you are, hearing this, tell us who does better.
What?
Nothing.
Well, yeah, my voice impressions.
Alright, here I go. Bulbasaur!
Good job.
Ivysaur!
Hey, do you hear me out? He can do a Meowth impression. Do you want to share your Meowth impression?
Yeah, sure. Meowth, that's right! That's what I call a voice impression.
He's way better at me than it. I mean, he's way better at it than me.
We're gonna take that Pikachu from you.
Pikachu. 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 I can't do it. Pikachu.
Oh my god.
Pikachu. Thank you. And Meowth. Meowth, that's right. I can't do it.
Pikachu is real easy. You just gotta, like, do a high-pitched voice and say, Pikachu!
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 Pikachu! So, this is the end of the episode, everyone. So, 3, 2, 1, bye.